This piece was brought to you by Blueprint, blueprint.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
I would say I'm pretty obsessed with quinoa. I mean, I make quinoa every week I'm obsessed with quinoa.
Whether or not you know how to properly pronounce it, you've probably had it stuck in your teeth at some point, and you may even be like me. I'm obsessed with quinoa. A simple Google search is enough to prove that quinoa consumption has surpassed the obsession point. Pinterest boards entitled Quinoa Obsession, Facebook pages proclaiming quinoa rocks, and a plethora of diet blogs, health food websites, and quinoa-focused cookbooks that pay homage to this ancient, sacred, mystic super grain. Just kidding, it's not a grain at all, but a pseudo-grain. It may be consumed in a similar manner to grains, but it's actually part of the goosefoot botanical family. So you're closer to eating a chard or a beet than rice or wheat when you bite into those quinoa fritters. So why is quinoa such a magical crop? Well, because it's gluten-free, of course, and everyone these days is somewhat allergic, or at least intentionally adverse to gluten.
Ryan Smith, executive chef at New York Vintners, describes his quinoa infatuation.
As someone that doesn't eat wheat, it's like this constant struggle to find something to eat, and quinoa keeps coming up again and again. So it's not one of those things like spirulina or something you're trying to choke down kale shakes. Like, it's actually good. I feel like it's more than just a food trend. I feel like it's something that, you can eat on a day-to-day basis and actually enjoy.
Or maybe it's because, a decade ago, NASA scientists declared quinoa the ideal food for long-term human space missions because of its exceptional content of life-sustaining nutrients. Quinoa was domesticated for human consumption in the Andean region of South America by the ancient Inca civilization, which revered it as Chiasa Mama, or the mother of all grains. Fast forward 4,000 years. Now you've got foodies, health nuts, kids and kings worldwide consuming quinoa in everything from salads to latkes and garnishing their steaks and seafood with gobs of the stuff.
We ask Peruvian natural chef and holistic nutritionist Fernanda de la Puente why vegetarians and health foodies go gaga for this non-grain.
From a nutritional point of view, it's one of the most powerful superfoods that we have. In Peru, it's a very ancient food that was eaten by the Incas, the warriors in Peru, and it's super high in protein. I mean, it contains all the essential amino acids and also super high in fiber.
So how did quinoa manage to make this impressive couple thousand year jump from the Andes to the global gourmet kitchen? A company called the Quinoa Corp is credited with introducing Americans to the seed in the late 1970s, and since then, various other brands have sprouted up. Alter Eco, Eden Foods, and Hodgson Mills are just a few that sell quinoa products in France and the United States.
We spoke to Jack Bay, CEO and founder of Baypack Beverages, the owner of Fair Spirits in the U.S. and Canada.
We only purchase fair trade certified quinoa directly from the Inapri Co-op, which is where we started initially, and we purchase it at a premium price. The final result, I think, is something that all of us can be proud of, that it continues to win gold medals every time we enter in a contest and for taste, and it really has done everything you could imagine for that kind of development effort.
But there's also a growing mass of quinoa haters out there. Some say the stuff tastes like cardboard, and others are just annoyed by its ubiquity in restaurants. Then there's the legitimate concern over the crop's surge in popularity that it has driven up its market price and reduced indigenous people's access to their historic staple crop. Okay, cool your egos a bit. The reason for the decrease in domestic quinoa consumption in the Andes isn't just because you're hoarding boxes of it in your pantry for your paleo diets. Local experts like Victor Hugo Vasquez, Bolivia's Vice Minister of Rural Development and Agriculture, say that the decrease has more to do with a resulting shift in local food culture. He said, "If you give the kids toasted quinoa flour, they don't want it. They want white bread. Profits from quinoa farming have resulted in a growing middle class that is westernizing its diet and desiring access to those great globalization staples like ramen noodles, candy, and Coca-Cola. If your skeptical side is convinced that the quinoa obsession is still confined to a niche of fad dieters, hippies, and bodybuilders, the United Nations is about to knock some sense into you. Yes, it's true. The UN declared 2013 as the International Year of the Quinoa. This year is our official moment to recognize the ancestral practices of the Andean people and draw the world's attention to the role that quinoa plays in providing food security, nutrition, and poverty eradication. And so you have it, quinoa haters. Have yourself a conciliatory gluten-free cookie. The UN wins. This is Maya Albanese with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.